The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 21st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Congress has approved a funding boost of $25 million for the National Labor Relations Board. Labor experts hope this will allow the agency to better handle a swath of petitions from people who want to unionize their workplaces.
According to the NLRB, over 2,500 union petitions have been filed between September 2021 and October 2022, the most the agency has seen since 2016. But since 2014, the NLRB has seen a 25% decline in funding. Erin Mahoney with the Communications Workers of America describes what a better funded NLRB would be capable of.
A well-funded National Labor Relations Board would mean that we would go back to having on-time elections and not waiting weeks for those to be determined, sometimes months. We'd be able to see decisions made more quickly when employers put forward frivolous appeals and things like that.
Though the agency received $25 million, several members of Congress signed on to a letter saying the agency should receive a $368 million funding boost. Mahoney notes that if a hike had not been approved, it would have further delayed ongoing union organizing efforts across the country. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
The letter adds that the NLRB expects to use the additional funding amount for a pay increase in January and to cover non-labor-related inflation costs. The America's Health Rankings 2022 annual report is out. It shows Nevada lands at the bottom, or close to it, among the states on multiple health care measures.
Researchers with United Health Foundation ranked the Silver State 49th for its lack of public health funding and 50th for the number of primary care doctors per 100,000 people. Dr. Mark Kahn, dean of the Kirk Kerkorian School of Medicine at UNLV, says the two measures are related and urges the government to fund more slots for medical students to finish up their training.
Physicians are most likely to practice where they've last completed training. So for many of them, that's their residency and or fellowship. And the state of Nevada has been woefully under-allotted the numbers of residency positions through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The report also cites an 18% jump in premature deaths per 100,000 people nationally from 2019 to 2020. Now for the New York Times, the House Ways and Means Committee voted Tuesday to publicly release the tax returns of former President Donald J. Trump. Representative Lloyd Dockett, a Democrat on the committee, told CNN that the release of a full catch of tax documents will be delayed for a few days. That's in order to carry out redactions of personal information like Social Security numbers. This is PNS. The EPA has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stop oil and other toxic chemical discharges into the Columbia River in Washington and the state of Oregon. Mark Moran has our report.
The group Columbia Riverkeeper sued the Corps last year and says these pollutants harm fish and other wildlife in the Columbia and Snake Rivers. Miles Johnson, the group's senior attorney, says the permits address four dams along the river that are pollution sources, and the problem is bigger than petroleum and chemical pollution.
In addition, the dams create big reservoirs that soak up the sun's energy and make the river too hot for salmon and steelhead. The permits that EPA issued to the Army Corps are a directive to deal with some of those problems.
In operating the dams, the Corps will be required to use environmentally friendly lubricants, pay closer attention to water temperatures in those reservoirs, and remove water from some of them if they get too hot for the fish to survive.
And West Virginians could soon be able to purchase naloxone, brand name Narcan, without a prescription.
Advocacy groups say they're balking at the price, which has skyrocketed over the past few years. Director of Musicians for Overdose Prevention, John Kennedy, expects an over-the-counter price tag of at least $100, which he says is cost prohibitive for people who need it most, and for nonprofit groups working to distribute Narcan at the community level.
At $80 to $90 a Narcan kit, someone who's a user, they can't afford that. If we're distributing 2,000-3,000 kits a year, which we are, that's into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we can't afford that either.
According to data from Health Affairs, Narcan nasal spray has a list price of around $150. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Finally, Daniel Smith lets us know the holiday shopping season already in full swing. AARP Arkansas has some tips on how to avoid becoming a victim of fraud or identity theft.
The latest AARP Fraud Watch Network report finds the most common concerns this year are related to online shopping, empty gift cards, and package delivery scams. Ashley McBride with AARP Arkansas says gift cards are favorites for many people, but scammers can manipulate gift cards on store racks and can also use software to look online for activated cards with balances.
An increased risk comes with increased popularity. 26% of U.S. consumer said they have given or received a gift card with no balance.
AARP recommends that people purchase a gift card directly from the card issuer's website rather than off a rack at a physical store.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trusted educators at publicnewsservice.org.